ATF report undermines left's hysteria over so-called gun show loophole. By A.W.R. Hawkins on April 8, 2024. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, ATF, National Firearms Commerce and Trafficking Assessment, NFCTA, Volume 3, undermines the left's long-standing hysteria over a so-called gun show loophole. The NFCTA examines gun trafficking and gun trafficking channels, both domestic and international. The ATF uploaded the NFCTA in various parts or segments, and Part 4 looks at source-to-market trafficking. From the NFCTA, the term source-to-market type captures the geographic scope of firearm trafficking cases, which include intrastate, interstate, and international trafficking. Within the U.S., intrastate trafficking involves the movement of firearms in markets within states, while interstate trafficking occurs between states. International trafficking involves the movement of firearms in markets between the U.S. and a foreign country. For interstate and international trafficking, the term source is used to identify the state or country that is the supplier of illicit firearms, while the term market is used to identify the state or country that is the recipient of illicit firearms. In the case of international trafficking, the U.S. may serve as the source country while a foreign country serves as the market country, referred to as U.S. to foreign trafficking. Conversely, a foreign country may serve as the source country while the U.S. serves as the market country, referred to as foreign to U.S. trafficking. Following decades of hysteria from the left resulting in gun control push after gun control push based on the so-called gun show loophole, one would think such shows to play a dominant role in intrastate and interstate trafficking. However, the NFCTA numbers show only 3.2% of ATF intrastate trafficking cases involve trafficking in firearms at gun shows, flea markets, or auctions. Moreover, only 4.3% of ATF interstate trafficking cases involve trafficking in firearms at gun shows, flea markets, or auctions. The percentage of international ATF trafficking cases from the United States to a foreign country involving trafficking in firearms at gun shows, flea markets, or auctions is 4.5%. Trafficking at gun shows, flea markets, etc., did not even rank high enough to merit mention when it came to international trafficking from other countries into the United States. In Part 5 of the NFCTA, the ATF noted relatively few investigations involved FFL traffickers and trafficking in firearms through gun shows. However, they hedged their statement by noting that the relatively few investigations did involve over 50 firearms each. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a pro staffer for Pulsar Night Vision. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and holds a Ph.D. in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.